From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Attorney General John Ashcroft appealed to his former colleagues on the Senate Judiciary Committee today to move quickly on a package of counterterrorism proposals. Ashcroft says the measures that he has submitted for congressional approval are needed to confront the ongoing threat of more terrorist attacks. But some senators expressed concern over the implications of those measures for privacy and for civil liberties. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Just as he did yesterday before the House Judiciary Committee, Attorney General Ashcroft told the Senate's legal panel that the dozens of changes in the law he's proposed to fight terrorism reflect the Justice Department's resolve to defend the Constitution.
The anti-terrorism proposals that have been submitted by the administration and, very frankly, informed by and shaped by collaboration with members of this committee and other members of the Congress represent careful, balanced, in many cases long overdue improvements to our capacity to combat terrorism. It is not a wish list.
Instead, Ashcroft said these are changes that will update laws written in an age of rotary telephones. The challenge now, he said, is to carry out electronic surveillance across a wide spectrum of communications, from cell phones to cyberspace.
We do not seek changes in the underlying protections in the law for the privacy of law-abiding citizens. The information captured by the proposed technology-neutral standards would be limited to the kind of information that is now capturable in analog settings, the kind of information you might find in a phone bill.
But even Ashcroft's fellow Republicans on the committee were skeptical of many of the proposals. Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania suggested Ashcroft may be overlooking the full implications of some of those measures.
As I've listened to your answers on two points, I have a question as to whether the statutes do what you have thought that they do, and we have to work through the details on this.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein suggested that Ashcroft's proposals be acted on now, but with a safeguard in case the new laws turn out to be flawed.
So let's say they sunset in 5 years, and we then have an opportunity to take a look and see that they weren't misused after that five-year period.
But Ashcroft rejected setting a time limit on how long the proposed legislation would be in effect.
I guess I would say that we need to err on the side of having these tools available, but also with the superintending responsibility of Congress to make sure that these are being used in ways that respect the need for security and the civil rights and liberties of American citizens.
Ashcroft warned that more acts of terrorism could well occur in the U.S., but Senator Specter said after the hearing that it's not clear how much urgency there is for acting on the Attorney General's anti-terrorism proposals.
Nobody has come forward and said we've got cases where we really imperatively need to do this now. Were they to do that, we would respond accordingly, but nobody has given us that kind of a specification to work through the process any faster than we are.
Still, Specter added he thinks the Senate could act on the anti-terrorist proposals as soon as next week, but if such legislation is to become law, it will have to clear the House as well as the Senate. Today, House Republican Whip Tom DeLay said the proposed legislation should be taken up.
You've got to be really careful. Ben Franklin said giving up security for freedom, or giving up freedom for security, you might end up with neither freedom nor security.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they've been hearing from constituents, and they say many are worried that in the rush to fight terrorism, the civil liberties of law-abiding citizens could be unduly eroded. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.